Thank you so much for welcoming us to your home. I'm happy to see your compound.
Yeah, welcome.
There is life in your compound.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My name is Estella.
My name is Noble Richard.
Yes.
Yes.
So Richard, tell me, after the training, what did you learn most and how has it helped you?
And then after the training, mostly, first of all, I learned mostly how to catch water.
Mm.
And that's why you see all around I put gutters in my house there. All those gutters I put after the training.
Okay.
Yes, I also dug the other field, tried to get rainwater.
Okay.
Yeah, then also I tried to put a fence because this place was open.
Hmm.
And then I started putting some few plants like matoke.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where do you catch that water for that, the one that enters that hole?
I catch from the road, from rainwater, which that running water.
Hmm.
I made a trench and tried to divert them into that hole.
Okay.
Yes.
So after that training, you came and did some implementations here. So how has that helped you in terms of financing your home?
It has helped me so much. First of all, like yesterday, you have just come, you have seen those where I harvested beans. And so for me to eat fresh beans, I had to go and buy.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't buy.
Okay.
I don't buy those fresh beans. And you see my small matoke also is coming within a short few time. And then let me say greens I have, I don't buy them now since after that training.
Okay, so it has saved your finances?
Yeah, it has saved my finances.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is so good. What about in terms of soil health? Can you talk about it?
You know, the soil health here is very poor, as you see the other side. As you see the other side there, the soils are not good. I've started, you look at these soils here.
Mm.
I've just tried to put wastes here. And then the grass, I used to collect then the leaves from the trees.
Okay.
From the mangoes, I used to pick them even from the other trees there. To pick them to pile here. I've also tried to bring some cow dung here.
Okay.
So then I'm mixing it.
Okay.
Try to make manure.
Okay.
Yes.
So do you use it here?
Yeah, I intend to use it there.
Okay.
And the next planting, I want to use this manure.
Okay.
And see the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, which is going to come.
Okay.
Yes.
So what about in terms of behavioral change here in the center? What do people say about what you're doing?
Others comment positively. And before, people used to come and bring their animals here.
Okay.
Those ones who used to bring animals to graze here, they are not happy with me. I've limited them area forward for grazing the animals. But others see, others come even to learn from here.
Okay.
What I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Yes.
What about in your own family now? Is there any change you've seen from the way your people behave now in your own home?
Yes.
About this?
There is
and
too
what
much
do they
change.
Say?
First of all, in my home here, there is no waste.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like the food, like the other trees, you see, look, the other trees there, they are doing badly.
Mm-hmm.
But after the training, I thought, there's no, the food drops you put there, that's why you see those trees coming up also.
Okay.
They are now growing.
Okay.
Yes.
So that is so beautiful. What message do you have for these other people around you?
The message I have, first of all, our people here, they have knowledge to do things, but they need to be encouraged how to do it.
Okay.
Yes, they need to be encouraged, and they need to be, they need to see when you are doing it, and then they look at the results.
Is there any other work you were doing before coming for permaculture training?
Yeah, I'm a technician.
Okay.
Yes.
But why did you prefer now to come for permaculture training?
But this is, everybody needs food.
Okay.
Everybody needs food. And this one is a part-time work. You can do it and then also go and do the other one.
Okay.
There is nothing which can limit you to do it.
So you find it perfect for you.
Yes, that's why even it is even good you have come. I had a plan for here. Next time when you come, you will see a change.
Okay.
During this lockdown, purposely I've dedicated for this work.
Okay.
Yes.
That is so beautiful. Anything else you want to say to your sponsors?
For me particularly, maybe for the sponsors, it is water reservoirs. If there is a way. Okay. I really appreciate for the sponsors to help us with seeds and the tools which are maybe you can see this manual needs to be done with the fork spade. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say to Steve Jones?
Maybe how to. I don't know.
Is there anything else you feel like was not done right last time during the training that you feel should be done in another way so that you can understand more things?
Yeah, because the training was short.
Okay.
And you know the practicals were not done, so it was a short time, and then some practicals were not completed. I wish there is a way can be organized for those practicals which were not done.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, Richard. Hope to come back and meet you again. I'll come and see most of these things. Now I'll come and, yeah, there is a lot here. I'll come and visit you when they have all grown.
I'll be grateful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a nice day.